Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. The impetus for this week's podcast actually came from a question that somebody asked me this week. They asked me, "What does God mean to you?" My immediate visceral response was, "Everything." And then I laughed at myself after so quickly giving that response. And the reason I laughed at myself was because a large part of what I do for my job on a weekly basis is I talk to business owners about their businesses. And one of the questions I routinely ask them is, "Hey, what are you responsible for in your business?" And then their initial response, almost without fail, is, "Everything." That's what they say. I wish I had a dollar for every time somebody said that. They say everything. And then so I proceed to ask them, "But what exactly does everything entail? Specifically, what are your duties?" Right? Because you can tell me everything, but I have to determine if, in fact, you really are in control of this business. So I need to know with some specificity and with some details, what is it that you actually do? And so, without fail, usually they'll pause and it causes them to really think about what everything means in practical terms. And so, to give you an example, everything, the word everything means something different for a business owner who is a brand new, who has a brand new startup company. And they're at the beginning of their career and the beginning of their business, as opposed to or versus someone who is or an owner of a company who's been in business for over 20 years and maybe has 50 employees, right? So everything to the new upstart entrepreneur is totally different because they are literally doing everything from soup to nuts versus the business owner who's been in business for 20 years with 50 employees. They're not doing the hands-on day-to-day grind. However, in both instances, right, it would be fair to say that each owner does everything that he or she needs to do in order to get the job done. Each business owner does everything that he or she needs to do to keep the business afloat and make sure that they're delivering the products or services that they're in business to provide. So, with that said, and that's why I chuckled, because then the Holy Spirit asked me the very same question. "So, Tony, what does everything mean to you?" And I literally laughed to myself and I said, "Okay, God, I got you on this one." And so as I began to ponder this question, literally my mind and my spirit were flooded with a myriad of thoughts about what the Lord being my everything entails. And I mean, literally just songs became to pour in my head. Scriptures came to pour in my head. And this is where it kind of all began when I said, "All right, Lord, you're my everything." And then the Lord reminded me, even the very breath that I breathe comes from him. And so he took me to Job 33:4, and that reads, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." Here's what this is saying. It's not my alarm clock. It's not my digital device. It's not my spouse or some other loved one in my household or in my family. It's not even my pet, in my case, my dogs, who wake me up, although one of them does bark quite early in the morning. But it's not even him who wakes me up in the morning. It is no one and nothing other than God who says, "Okay, my child, it's time to get up. I have work for you to do today." And so he fills us, he fills me with his rock, the Hebrew word meaning breath of God. And so it reminded me way back in Genesis, where the scripture in Genesis, where God had formed man, but he was at that moment, he was just dust on the ground. And then the scripture tells us that then God breathed into his nostrils and Adam became a living soul. You see, it is the breath of God alone that gives us life. It is the breath of God alone that animates us, that causes us to be able to get up. It is only the rock of God that causes us to get life. And so that's where it even began for me. And I began to think about it. Lord, I just thank you for the breath that you give me every single day, because we can pause and we can think about many of our loved ones and many families and family members and friends, and even people that we may not know but are acquainted with, who didn't wake up with the rock of God in the morning, right? And so then I get up and I go to the refrigerator to get something to eat or to get something to drink. And I open up the refrigerator and I find that the refrigerator has plenty of food and drink. And then the Lord reminded me of Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The other word for want in the text, it means is to lack. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. So even in that, he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides. Right. And then I get ready to go to work and I have my plans for the day. So I'm ready to go about the business of my day. And I have these plans. But even with the things that I plan, and those of you who know me know I am a planner, I am meticulous about schedules and time. But even though I do that, there's no guarantee that my day will go as I planned. And I would even venture to say it usually doesn't go exactly as planned, but that's okay. Why? Because I know that no matter what situations, no matter what circumstances come up, that God is there to assist me. God is there to be with me. And so I'm so reminded here of the word in Hebrews 13, verse 6, the A clause, and it reads, "So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper." The Hebrew word for that is Azer. The Lord is my helper. And it just doesn't mean somebody who passively helps. But the word Azer connotes power. It connotes strength. It connotes might. And so even when we don't possess the strength, even when we're at our wits' end, and we can't figure out how we're going to do what's required of us, we can do what the scripture reminds us of in Hebrews 13:6. And we can boldly call on the Lord God, our helper, because he's always there to help us. Right. And so then even I was thinking, if I have a sick loved one or a sick family member or a sick friend, I was so reminded of Isaiah 53:5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." He truly is Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. And we don't have to look far. We don't have to look far in our lives to think about our loved ones and friends and family members that God has healed, that they've lifted them up off of their sick beds when maybe somebody or the doctors didn't know or didn't think that they would be able to get past that point, or the doctors were baffled or miffed as to what was going on in their lives. But look at God. God will do an end suddenly, because by his stripes we are healed. Right. And so I just began to think about that. And then let me just give one more. Let me just say, sometimes I may find myself in the middle of a battle, or the battle may be financial. It may be a legal battle. It may be a familial battle. It may be a relationship battle. It may be a spiritual battle, whatever. You get the point, whatever the battle is. But then I remind myself of 2 Samuel 22:2-3. And it reads, "And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength, in whom I will trust." In other words, he is God Haziel, right? The Lord is my strength. And again, I could go on and on and on when I begin to reflect back on my life. And I just think about this boy from Baltimore, and I think about where God has brought me from, and I think about the life that I have now and the family that I have now and where God has placed me. And I can't help but say, God, you really are my everything. And so the beauty of God being my and your everything takes me back to where I started this conversation, talking about the business owners, right? The very fact that God is my everything lets me know that no matter what stage of my life I'm in, no matter what stage of my walk I'm in, no matter what stage of the situation or the circumstance that I'm in, whether I'm just starting out on my journey like the new business owner, the new entrepreneur, or whether I've been on this path for many years, like the seasoned business owner who has been in business for 2 decades and has over 50 employees, regardless, no matter where, that this God, the God who is everything, has just what I need at the time I need it to accomplish what he desires for me to accomplish. And so what's the point of all of this? The point of all this is I'm asking you the question. I'm asking you the very same question that this individual asked me and really caused me to think about it just for a moment, not to give the answer that is an answer in theory or not to give an answer from the place of a head knowledge answer. But I'm asking you, who is God to you? And so I began to think about some things. What about when our lives are filled with chaos and confusion and there's all, you know, H-E double hockey sticks breaking out all around you? Can you say that he is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God, our peace? What about when, let's say, you're in the heat of a battle and you find yourself getting weary and you literally don't possess the strength to hold up your arms anymore to fight. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody comes alongside you to help you lift up your arms, to help you be assured of victory in this battle. Can you say that he is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner? Or last one. What about when you find yourself feeling that you're all alone? What about when you find yourself saying, nobody can understand what I'm going through? What about when you find yourself wondering, God, where are you in all of this? God, where are you? God, I'm seeking you. God, I'm crying out to you. God, where are you? And then all of a sudden, the Lord reminds you that I am Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. So again, I come back to the question. Wherever you land on any of these, on this question at the end of the day, the question being, who is God to you? Not to your mom, not to your dad, not to some theoretical answer, but who is God to you? And again, wherever you land on this, one of the things that you have to know is at the end of the day that he is El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. And in that, being the Lord God Almighty, we must know and we have to believe and we must trust that he has everything we need at the exact moment that we need it to provide it to us when we need it so that we can go on to do the things that he has caused us and that he has called us and that he has animated us and that he has given us grace and mercy to see another day to do. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.